Hey folks, this is Damon. Today I want to talk about asking for help. You know, as an entrepreneur and building a business and a brand and all of that stuff, it's a pretty lonely journey. Even with my wife helping me, there are very many things that need to be done in the building process of the whatever it is, the applications, the brand, the business itself that need to be done that require either someone with kind of expertise around the particular thing that needs to be done, or it requires you by yourself doing it. And so you get into, well, at least I've gotten into wanting to ask for help. And I've asked for help on certain things. And usually I don't get any help with anything that I need. Graphics, logos, every once in a while somebody will actually help with something I'm trying to do. And whether it be that they believe in what I'm doing or they're just a friend of mine, it's far and few in between. And people mean well. They mean really well to, you know, help out with what you're doing, especially if they're your friends. But a lot of times it just doesn't really end up panning out. And so I know one of my virtual mentors, again, Eric Thomas, Carl, and CJ on the Secret to Success podcast talk about some of this frequently. And I know one of the concepts that CJ mentions is pushing the car by yourself versus asking somebody to help you push it before you start pushing the car. So get out there and push the car first. And what's that saying is just, if your car is broken down on the road, people are more likely to jump out and help you if you're already trying to push the car by yourself versus just standing there waving people down saying, hey, come help me push the car. So a lot of what I'm doing now is pushing the car by myself and trying to build out something that will eventually get people to take notice and say, hey, I want to be a part of that. But it's a long process, it seems. It's not a quick and easy thing. It's definitely not easy, but it's still cool. It's a rewarding journey to kind of see the stuff that I've built take shape and become, you know, a real thing. And I know that in the future, people are going to take notice and say, oh, man, this is awesome. I want to be a part of that. You know, I've done that with other people's ventures and stuff like that. I've helped people with different things with no real promise of anything in return. Just the, you know, fact that I believe in what they're doing and want to help them out and help build their stuff out and get their visions going. And so it's great. So I hope that as I continue to build, as I continue to grow the brand and the company that I'm working on, people will start to take notice and they will start to help where they can if they want to. If they find, you know, what I'm doing interesting and cool, which I believe people will, my hope is that I'll start to find a team of people that want to build something, you know, really great together. But in the interim, I am pushing the car by myself, and it's it gets tiring sometimes. It's tiring to push a car by yourself. I'm sure that if you've ever had to do it, it takes work. So, you know, that's most of what I want to talk about. It's an interesting dynamic trying to build everything yourself. You're in your head a lot, and then you still kind of look to outside opinions, because even though those people who aren't helping you or don't want to help or aren't interested will definitely have an opinion on what you're doing. And, you know, it's easy to take those opinions and kind of, you know, look at it in a negative way and think that what you're doing might not work. But I think the most important thing is just keep pushing forward, keep working on what you're believing in, or keep believing in what you're working on, and do the best you can. And eventually other people will rally around you. Other people will help. I would love to be able to pay everybody for everything that I need, for graphics, for audio stuff, for programming. I can pay little bits of stuff here and there, but nothing major. I mean, most people that I've talked to, would be a lot more willing to help if I had some money to put behind their help. And I understand that people want to get paid for what they do and their expertise, and that's awesome. I have no problem with that. But I wrote a blog a while ago on thisisdamon.com about the importance of sweat equity and just kind of building something together. And it seems increasingly hard to find people who want to just build and grow something together and organically versus, well, what do you have for me? What do I get out of this immediately? You know, the plan is so that we all, you know, succeed and build something great and that we're all compensated some kind of way in the future. But, you know, right now it's just, it is what it is. It's a small company, a small business, small brand. I'm trying to create things that will generate some revenue for me and for my family and whoever is involved. But, you know, it takes work. Those things don't show up immediately and automatically. So yeah, again, I'm just pushing the car by myself right now. For the most part, I'm pushing the car by myself with little help here and there. And I'm grateful for all the help that I get. Like I said, my friend, Chris, he put together the music for the Churchy Date audio ad that I've got getting ready to publish on Pandora. And, oh no, more, I think Spotify and possibly Pandora. We'll have to look more into that one. And I'm trying to think of other people that have done things that I actually needed. I think everybody else either kind of flaked out on me, or I had to pay some people small amounts of things. Get on Fiverr for your logos. If you need a logo, jump on Fiverr. If you need stuff, well, when I've needed things written, I've just written them myself. So that's where we're at. Again, and in closing, pushing the car. And if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Get out there and push the car, folks. And we hope that somebody will jump out and help you along the way, like I'm hoping somebody's going to jump out and help me along the way. This is my to-do list for the day. Actually, I'm going to skip the to-do list because it's virtually the same as yesterday, which brings me to another point. I might start doing these podcasts once a week versus every day. We'll see how it goes. I'm not exactly sure if I can have something for every day to talk about, but I could definitely have something every week to talk about. So in lieu of the to-do list, I'm going to let you guys check out the audio ad for Churchy Date that I was talking about just a minute ago, with the music included and some extra, you know, effects and stuff like that. So you can check that out and hear how it sounds. Let me know what you think.
We now join Bishop Love's message already in progress.
You're sanctified, but you're also singing, and it's summertime. You have tried the other Christian dating sites, but have you tried a Churchy Date? It's only $5 a month. And you get 6 months for 20 and a whole year for 36.
Use code SUMMER 2019 on churchydate.com.
Thanks so much for checking out this podcast. Wherever you're listening to it or on whichever platform, thank you. If you've enjoyed it or got any value from it, I would love if you would subscribe, share it with your friends and family, and even leave a review. You can leave a voice message or question at anchor.fm/thisisdamon, and it could be included in a future episode. Lastly, find me at thisisdamon.com, Instagram at thisisdamon, Twitter at thisisdamon, Facebook at thisisdamon, and I think that's about it. All right, peace out.